You're listening to Asheville FM at WSFM LP 103.3 Asheville. This is the Asheville FM News Hour. I'm news team correspondent Emma Hutchins, and today I'm joined in the studio by organizers of another Carolina Anarchist Book Fair. Welcome.
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for having us.
Let our listeners know, what is the Anarchist Book Fair?
The Anarchist Book Fair is the second annual series of events over a weekend during the summer. This particular one's happening June 22nd to 24th, so that's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and we even have a kickoff event on Thursday, honestly. It's a weekend full of workshops, speakers, panels, presenters, social gatherings, parties, and vending from a variety of like radical anti-authoritarian, anti-capitalist projects from around the Southeast, actually even around the entire country. There's people traveling from as far as California in the Pacific Northwest, Chicago, New Orleans.
Maybe even internationally. Last year we had people coming from across the seas.
Right. They all are joining us here in Asheville to exchange skills and resources and ideas and like celebrate resistance and as it has been over the past year.
We're doing this for the second time because last year it went really well. We had so many people coming to this event and meeting up and making relationships and building their projects. And we in Asheville, as like anarchist organizers, we have a strong community here, and we want to kind of plug into the history of doing these kinds of events where we can share our information and learn from each other, because anarchism is not something that often gets discussed in a real way. It's often kind of just shunted aside or dismissed really easily. So we want to create a space where people can learn and plug into things.
Since you just talked about last year, what will be different at the fair this year?
Well, last year, we at the end of the book fair, we asked for people to give us feedback, and the people who participated, whether they were vendors or workshop leaders or even just people who showed up. And one of the main things that we changed is to have a little bit less programming. So last time there was like three or four concurrent workshops at a time, and this year we still have some overlapping events, but there's fewer to choose from. So it'll be a little bit easier to navigate for people if they, and like not feel like they're missing out on everything.
Like somebody said, less FOMO.
Right.
There'll also be 2 days of vending instead of one. So on Saturday and Sunday at the Mothlight, you can expect to see upwards of 30 radical projects distributing either their books or wares or zines and art projects from 11 to 5 for both days.
But we're keeping a lot of the things the same. You know, we have a punk show on the Friday night at Static Age, and Saturday night we have a dance party at Lazy Diamond. So these are social events, and we did that kind of thing last year, and we're going to have a waterfall hike on Sunday and kickball. So
kickball at dusk, West Asheville Park. See you there.
So, like, some of the things that we know worked well, we're keeping too.
Can you talk more about what people can expect to see in your programming?
The Thursday before the official book fair starts, we are having a punk rock Jeopardy, which is at the Lazy Diamond, and it is a benefit for Glow Merriweather and Raekwon Borum, who are facing state repression from resulting from the Charlotte uprising that happened in 2016. So on Friday, we have the welcoming table where you can come meet us and get oriented and receive the like schedule of events for the rest of the weekend. And then after that, there are a few speakers and panels on Friday. Saturday, like we said, we have vending that'll be happening at the Mothlight, and then a number, like I believe that there's events happening from 10 in the morning until 9 at night at a variety of locations, which will be listed on our website. And then Sunday, the same thing. There's going to be vending at the Mothlight, and then events happening from 10 in the morning until, I think, 7, as well as the parties and the punk show and extracurricular activities.
And in terms of like content, one of the things we were trying to focus on this year is decentering whiteness and anarchism. Because, like, you know, if you look at a sort of mainstream media representation of anarchism, it gets pinned on, like, aggressive white teen males. And that's not really accurate as a description of like who's involved in this kind of organizing, who holds these kinds of views and looking at the world. So our keynote on Saturday is featuring William C. Anderson, who recently co-authored a book called Black as Resistance, that's put out by AK Press. So he'll be talking about the relationship between blackness and anarchism, and the kind of connection with black liberation movements. We're also having workshops from people who organized within Charlotte Uprising, talking about community self-defense and state repression, particularly with police violence against black folks. We'll be having a workshop from strippers organizing in New Orleans against the city's crackdown on sex workers. There's a few events focusing on solidarity with Palestinians.
Also on Friday, there is a introduction to language justice hosted by the Center for Participatory Change, which is one of our local friends and organizers. There are people coming to speak who participated in the Defend Durham and the toppling of the Confederate statue, and people who are coming to speak on a panel about the Mountain Valley pipeline struggle. So we're really just trying to like bring together and highlight like a variety of the struggles that exist in the South and in Appalachia, and help facilitate people to be able to like share this information.
And one of the things that I think is important, there'll be a few workshops that help start discussion about doing kind of community infrastructure building and working on accountability processes, transformative justice, ways to sort of build our strength with the people we live amongst. And one of the reasons why we're trying to do an anarchist book fair in Asheville, and one of the things we really hope will come from this year's iteration, is a way to like connect with other people in Asheville who are doing all kinds of work, even if they don't consider themselves anarchists or even know what that like entails. We want to work with people, and so we want them to come and share space with everyone who's there, and dream up things that we can do to resist and make a world that's better for everyone.
Right. And if you're listening and you aren't sure if you're an anarchist or not, this event is totally for you. Like, the entire weekend is a welcoming space for people with a variety of ideas and a space of encounter where we want you to come. This is your personal invitation.
Can you talk more about why you feel like it's important to hold spaces like this one?
Well, in terms of like radical thinking, anarchism doesn't get that much focus. It is often not even taken seriously as a way to look at the world. While you can see like in academia, for example, that Marxism has like a pretty secure place. So, you could have academic conferences with all the funding that academia has. That have like a Marxist focus. Anarchism doesn't get all of that sort of support, particularly because it's anti-state. So it's really important to just show up in the world and talk to people about these ideas. I've found, as a person who works in education, that when people are confronted with the ideas of anarchism, they often are like, oh, I think I might be an anarchist. Because you hear one thing about it, that it's just like smashing things and being destructive. But it actually
has chaos,
yeah, and violence and nihilism. But there's a lot of other ways that people do anarchism that involve just people depending on themselves and helping each other out. So I think that it's really important just to like for us to, as anarchists, to get out there in the world and talk to other people and let them know what we think and what we're working on, because we find affinity with other people that way.
Right. And I think another reason why this book fair is very timely is because the political climate in which we exist is kind of turning a lot of people on to resistance movements that weren't plugged in before. And so a lot of people have all of this energy and excitement, and we just want to help people channel that energy and find ways to plug into the community rather than like just stressing out and being isolated.
I mean, specifically in Asheville, we have like the recent terror of the ICE raids. We have the last couple of years of like horrible police violence that has pretty much gone on without any accountability, and more money going to the police. And we have like this rapid gentrification. We have all the money thrown at tourism and hotels and not supporting people being able to live and eat and work. So there is like so much going on in this town to make our lives harder, and we need to like get together and just work to counter that, you know, and take power for ourselves.
Right.
If people are interested in getting involved, how can they do that?
Well, we do need volunteers to help our event go smoothly. If you want to get involved, you can connect with us either through social media or sending us an email. Our email address is acab2018@riseup.net. We are on Instagram and Facebook, but the Instagram is more active, and you can connect with us there at acab.2018.
The website is acab2018.noblogs.org. And that will have our schedule of events, other information. We're trying to provide housing for people coming out of town. We're going to be providing childcare for people. So if you want to attend and you would need some childcare, reach out to us at our email address, and we can put you in touch with the people who are organizing the childcare. We're working to make this as accessible as possible. All of our spaces are also, you know, wheelchair accessible. So don't let that deter you. If you need like help with childcare, we're trying to help out with that. Thank you for letting us talk about this. Yeah, we're really excited to have people come and just meet up and make friends, you know.
Yeah, we really hope that if you're listening to this, that you can make it out. It's going to be really fun.